Next up, we have Faiza Sultan, who was born in the city of Erbil in Iraqi Kurdistan. She was forced to leave Iraq in 1996. She pursued her higher studies at Mosul University Faculty of Education, where she majored in the English language, graduating in 1994. She served as the ATA Board of Director, President of Translation for All Incorporated, and the publisher of Darsafi LLC. She is a writer, a poet, a public speaker, and a cultural advisor. She has been featured in many local newspapers and on TV and radio shows such as NPR. She's featured in a documentary about translators at war called The Language of War. She published two poetry collocations in Arabic and English titled Let Us Give War a Chance and I Am a Visitor on This Earth, and translated one poetry collection by Amal Gamal from Arabic to English. Everybody, welcome to Faiza.
Thank you so much. It's always good to be here among poets and people who like poetry. So I'm going to give you some poems from my second book, I Am a Visitor on This Earth, and it's available on Amazon if you're interested. First one, titled, I am a spot of light when the wall disappears into the darkness of existence and the beginning of eternity. I'm a bit of azure in the palm of a blushing bride and the warm heart of a novel lover. I'm a cloud rebelling against the sky, stealing rain and escaping to thrusting fish in the passionate sea. I am a prayer. I am a prayer fixed in my mother's heart, a prayer she inherited from my tender grandmother, who stored prayers in her Kurdish gowns and gave them to us with sweets. I am a desert constellation. My orbits are irregular. I grant my stars and planets the freedom to dance without an axis. I am truth that changes constantly in the hands of illusionists who rage against falsehood and illusion. I am a free dervish. I am a free dervish, an aquamarine twilight embracing the earth. Second one, my favorite, and the title is Who Says Stones Don't Speak? I wrote this when I was on the plane. Who says that stones don't speak or cry out, and that flowers don't weep when they are picked? Every day, I cry on the shoulder of a chattering stone in my garden. Who says that wind moves on and does not escape from a determined killer? Since last fall, I've hosted a wounded wind in my home. Who says that sun sleeps at sunset and that the sky does not exile it and replace it with a newer one? Today's sun does not resemble the one from yesterday. Just look at its blush. Who says that the soul does not leave you? At the height of meditation, you return on the shoulders of a passionate gull and flow through your body again, another soul. Who says that life is fleeting and death inevitable, and that you won't be reborn in the form of a dove or a bullet or even a shadow? Who says that clouds grant us rain and sometimes blessings, and that they don't wet our parched souls there in the highest where we reside and rest in my heart each time? Who says that the night is a lover and not a kidnapper of little stars throughout time, dyeing his hair black to conceal his brain? Who says that river is immortal and that its mission? Who says that river is immortal and that its mission is to search for a tempestuous sea without resting along the road or dying. Who said that angels only have wings and that they fall under heaven's providence and that they don't sometimes rebel in my hands and remain on earth to interpret my glances and sometimes to solve? Who says that life is the daughter of nature and that our existence is mere coincidence and not a bruise on the face of a drunken fate, trying to eradicate us at the gambling table? Who says that fields need the sun's compassion? The fields of my soul are green, with the moon alone, and with a runaway bird that looks like me. Who says that poets are mad, and that they inhabit only the mountains and the valleys? A wise old poet inhabits me, and every morning he bathes my world in rose water and never tires of kissing my soul. Outline of solitude. I will draw an outline of my solitude. 100 years will not be suffice. I'll abandon you like a courageous bird who decides to inhabit a raucous altar. I, in my confusion, will have to be enough. My confusion, whose miserable argument never ceases. I'll take all photographs with me, in black and white, of people I don't know, people I met in an old library. Maybe they will show me how to write poetry or dance, or how to come back to life. I'll become a blessed tree on a stormy night, defying the wind without shivering, even if its leaves fall. Or I'll become a beautiful Persian song that I love without understanding. Or a hidden treasure chest to keep your secret letters from the scarlet days of love full of trembling lips. I don't know how I'll disappear in my solitude, how I will escape this clamor of a soldier whose hand hesitates before he fires his bullet, from politicians' deformed mouths, brain with false promises, and from the chants of the people who carry on the naked religious leaders on their shoulders. I don't know how to convince the earth to run away with me and renege on all its treaties, the public ones and the secretive ones, leaving its orbit to ruin, ending wars that drag us in the name of freedom or religion. In my solitude, I will await a nirvana to embrace. My soul that has soared on existence, I'll be there where the earth bows and the sky smiles and the soul rises. Antique charm. I wear an antique charm from a nation in flames and cities like dark beads with long claws that cling to my neck. I pitch a white tent on my head to gather the dispersed, the sobbing women, the color of cherries scattering on the borders of my soul, send children's shuddering, hiding in their mother's wombs again, waiting for judgments. Politicians chase us with history's bloody whip, lashing our mandatory presence on their sacred maps. Well, we spell seeds of prophets in a land of permanent darkness and bloated war. poem is new. By the way, these poems were written in Arabic and are translated by my friend Lina Khalaf. She's a poet too. I have plenty of things. I have plenty of scars that might be good as temporary tents for horrified children from the crisis of Allahu Akbar, or for mothers who have the color, of snow and the warmth of summer, or for young escaped girls who left their innocence behind near the doors of hell. I have plenty of scars. It might be good to change the world or to defend our victims from their victims. The world might come to believe that I am a peaceful person, even if some believe otherwise and demand my apologies. I have plenty of sorrows to fill up a deep, lonely, and crying valley, or to knit a hat for a mountain shivering in the cold, or I might share it with the displaced people under a naked sky, escape except from their fleeing sigh and gazes of reproof. I have plenty of history. It might be good to form new laws near the tomb of my grandfather Hammurabi, or to change the course of the event wheels, for we invented the wheel. We might be able to change its course too. Or I start writing all the names in my Sumerian language mixed with my Indian soul. I have plenty of words too. The sound of its bombs might be good to penetrate the silent walls of consciousness, while the sounds of sirens in my head might be good for a new rap song. But the burning of my dreams can only be good to hit some cold hearts. I have everything. I also have heaven's gift inside me, a pure white peace I sprinkle on the hate in your eyes and on the burning universe. Thank you.